Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Praise God. My new mixer came in so I can use the good microphone again. And so hopefully you can appreciate that and hear the difference. So actually, I'm going to cover a lot of things today. We're going to be talking about the four red heifers, animal sacrifice, dollar, inflation, the New Madrid earthquake that is coming. Now, this is the big, big thing. I mean, you know, I've been studying prophecy 40 years, teaching it 30 years. And to think that they are about to start red heifer sacrifice, that's huge. So the question is this, what you're looking at, is this eventually going to cause a New Madrid earthquake here in America and possibly even this year, and possibly kill millions of people in America? Also, I've got a little bit of an update. The new TPC app for Android has finally been updated. So if you have an Android phone, just update your Prophecy Club app and it now should work perfectly. Also, I've been invited to speak at Hear the Watchman Conference. You can go to Hear the Watchman Conference and register to come. You can also sign up to watch it. And it's like $60. You can watch the whole 3-day seminar with 13 different speakers, of which I am one of the 13. Also, I encourage you to subscribe to the channel. Also, join Prophecy Club, $9.90 a month automatic gift. Also, our sponsor, 800-200-GOLD or prophecyclubgold.com, and they can help you get your gold and silver. And especially if you have an IRA or 401, they can help you get into it. Also, our sponsor, Joseph's Kitchen, josephkitchen.com. All right, so this is Hal Turner. He says that the Jews are rebuking Jesus again, and they will sacrifice, will, not gonna, or might, but gonna, will sacrifice a red heifer on Good Friday, as in this coming Friday. This is probably the biggest fulfillment of prophecy in my lifetime. In your lifetime, you may not realize it. He says, the state of Israel has erected a giant altar to be used for a sacrifice of a red heifer or a cow to be performed on Good Friday, the day recognizing Jesus' crucifixion. The ashes from the pyre will take about 3 days to cool and will be used to ritually cleanse the rabbis who will work building the third temple. Take a look at that. Take a look at that. That is huge. In the world of Bible prophecy, that is really, really big. And I'm about to explain why. So in 2022, Israel imported 5 red heifers from Rockwell, Texas, about 45 minutes from where I live. And 4 of them are still pure for sacrifice. Israel has erected an altar for the red heifer sacrifice and have all the building materials, so they say, ready to begin to erect the next temple. But they need to have control of the temple mount to start sacrifice. Now, that's really big. They have not had control of the temple. They've not been able to sacrifice for almost 2,000 years. They've not had a red heifer for 2,000 years. Now, all of a sudden, they get a red heifer. I believe they're about to explain to you. I believe they're about to get control of the temple site, and also to start animal sacrifice. That's huge. So why is that important? Daniel 9:27 says, and he, I believe that's talking about the Antichrist, shall confirm the covenant with many, I believe that's many nations, for 1 week. Now that word in the Hebrew there for week is Shabua. Like we say a couple, we mean 2. We say a dozen, we mean 12. They say Shabua, they mean 7. And in the midst of the week means in the midst or in the middle of the 7-year tribulation period, he, the Antichrist, shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. Well, again, they haven't been sacrificing animals in Israel for almost 2,000 years. All of a sudden, in 2024, it looks like, at least they say, they're about to start animal sacrifice. That's huge. This says, in the middle of the tribulation, the Antichrist will stop animal sacrifice. Now, why is that important? Well, Israel has not seen a red heifer nor sacrificed animals in almost 2,000 years. This means the arrival of the Antichrist could be just around the corner. Now, maybe it's another 500 years, or maybe it's only another 5 or 6 months, or maybe next year. I don't know. Very, very close. Why is that important? Well, on April 15, 2002, God spoke audibly to Prophet Leslie Johnson, and part of what she was told is this, that Israel will give the Palestinians a state. Now, she has not been told, and I have not been necessarily told, that the war between Israel and Gaza that is currently going on right now, we do not know for certain at the end of it that Israel will give the Palestinians a state. However, in light of they now have a red heifer, in light of they built an altar, and in light of they are saying this coming Friday they plan to sacrifice a red heifer, it's okay, you got to get back to Temple Mount. Well, I'm about to show you that that's one of the reasons that the Muslims attacked Israel on October the 7th, because they have the red heifers. And again, we'll explain that. So, what we're watching for is Israel will probably give the Palestinians a state. In other words, probably part of the agreement to give the Palestinians a state will be giving the Jews back access to the temple site. Now, as I already explained to you, a fella came up with the measurements and everything. He says they do not have to tear down the Dome of the Rock to rebuild the temple. In other words, they misunderstood where it is. That's a topic for another day. Also, the Palestinians say it would be a temporary measure to allow the Israelis time to strengthen the military. Oil will be discovered, which makes the Jews willing to fight for the land and gives them the money to strengthen their military. Well, why is that important? Well, she was also told by the audible voice of God that Omer ushers in that Palestinian state. We do not know exactly what that is, but we think it's the counting of the Omer. Okay, so what is the counting of the Omer? It's the 49 days between first fruits, and if it's this year, first fruits is on April 25th, and Pentecost is on June 13th. So if Israel gives the Palestinians a state in 2024, it most likely will occur between April 25th and June 13th. So I worked up a little calendar here for you. April 25th to June 13th. So we're watching these days really close. Why? Because if America splits Israel in 2024, and if God follows his past habits, which usually means if America hits Israel, God hits America back the very next day. Now, it wouldn't surprise me, but what, you know, he gives us a few days, maybe even a week, to actually see if we're really going to do this. So, it may be that we're about to see animal sacrifice begin, Palestinians given a state, Israel given access and permission to build the temple again, which then we split Israel and God splits America. And here's the good part. Then that brings the great revival. I'm about to show you that. Okay, so you're going to be watching April 25th through June 13th to see if we see the headline that says Omer ushers in Palestinian state. Most likely, Israel will give the Palestinians a state at the conclusion of this current Israeli war. Most likely, the agreement will include giving access to the Temple Mount. Now, they've not had access to this Temple Mount for 2,000 years. All of a sudden, they get it. That's huge. Now, you remember, Prophet Ephraim Rodriguez was shown in a vision a large meteor hit Mona Island. And other people, I've talked about this, other people have seen that this is not like a meteor that's way out there that we can spot years in advance. I mean, one person said you can see a meteor 20 years away with the telescopes we have now. What they saw was there's just a rip, just the windows of heaven opens, and all of a sudden there's a meteor heading our way that wasn't there before, and there's no time. There's no time to prepare. There's no warning. All of a sudden, a meteor comes out, hits Mona Island, which is a deserted island just west of Puerto Rico, causing a tsunami 1,000 foot high at Puerto Rico, but it goes inland and causes a tsunami to hit the east coast from 200 to 400 foot high and goes inland from 20 to 100 miles inland, depends on which prophecy you read. And it hits an earthquake fault running up the Mississippi River Valley to the Great Lakes, splitting America from the Great Lakes to the Gulf of Mexico, and much of the West Coast from California to Alaska falls into the ocean. Now, there's about 30 maps. I covered this in yesterday's program. So it depends on how bad we hurt Israel as to how bad God hits us. It may be that it's a small earthquake. Say something like maybe from, Tulsa, all the way down to, say, Texarkana, and maybe only killing a few thousand people. Or it could be this massive thing. I don't know how bad it's going to get, but the point is, apparently that's the judgment that brings the great revival. Remember I told you, August the 8th, 2015, Saturday night, Lord, what do you want me to say for the sermon tomorrow morning? I heard a voice. I heard an audible voice say, this is the time of miracles. As the judgment hits, and apparently this, the Madrid fault is the judgment. As the judgment hits, so will my miracles. Miracles like no one has seen going all the way back to Adam and Eve. You tell them, I will never leave them nor forsake them. As the judgment hits, so will my miracles. And I'm going to meet the devil inch for inch, step for step, pound for pound. Everything he does, I'm going to meet him. Now let's go on. This is a pretty close drawing of what Leslie saw in her dream. So when we had this guy in, I looked up on the internet because I thought, well, if this is truth, it got to be other people that seen it. Found six people that saw a large meteor hit near Puerto Rico. What are the chances of that? Four people saw a tsunami hit east coast of the United States. Six people saw America split in two. Three saw large chunks of California fall into the ocean. And now the count is up to 12 people that saw America split because she split Israel. Now, all of this you can get in these two videos. I talked about this yesterday, so I'm going to keep going. I also covered this yesterday, so you can pause and read it if you want to. But these are all of the people, all of the quotes that they say about where there's going to be a New Madrid earthquake up the center of America. Now, I'm going to read this one. I haven't read this one in a while. So Shane Warren in a vision said, I saw the New Madrid fault in the heartland of America had just had a major earthquake. Immediately, devastation was shown all over the heartland of America. Along the New Madrid fault, as earthquakes caused entire cities to crumble. Excuse me. I heard a booming voice from behind me speak, saying, they have divided my land. Now I will divide their land. In the vision, I knew that he was speaking about Israel and specifically Jerusalem. At the same time, here's the good news. I saw the church arise with healing in their wings for this moment. I saw God prospering greatly, many acquiring things and a transfer of wealth. Remember I told you God told me he was going to give me the money to drill the well in Israel? My guess is, boom, right there. I saw God prospering greatly, many acquiring things and a transfer of wealth coming into the hands of believers. Churches became cities of refuge. The body of Christ stood up like a mighty sleeping giant in the earth and began to minister. People were coming to them. Signs and wonders and miracles were poured out all over America. I saw America being shaken. As the worldly couldn't go to the government for help anymore because they're holding up signs, we want our entitlements, right? They had to go to the church for help. Entire cities became cities of refuge. There was life, safety, and peace in the presence of God in the cities. It was a two-sided coin of judgment hit, so did God's miracle revivals, which is the same thing God told me. As great inflation caused an economic storm, great revival arrived, and God will raise up his church. It is likely this year, 2024, that Israel will give the Palestinians a state. We don't know that for sure, but it is likely. And that would give them access to the Temple Mount, and they may start animal sacrifices, paving the way for the Antichrist this year. That's big. It is also likely that America will see a great New Madrid earthquake, which will bring great revival. We want the great revival, we just don't want the earthquake, but unfortunately, God knows what it's going to take to get America to repent. Now, let me go to another article that confirms what I've been saying. March 20th, this is Michael Snyder. A massive altar for the red heifer sacrifice had been constructed in Israel. Since the time of Moses, only 9 red heifers have been sacrificed. Now, a massive altar for the 10th red heifer sacrifice has been built in Israel, and there's a tremendous amount of speculation that it could happen soon in September 2022. I already showed you that Hal Turner says, no, it's going to happen this Friday. Five red heifers were flown from the state of Texas, Rockwell, Texas, to the land of Israel. Since that time, one of them has been disqualified, but the other four continue to be candidates for a red heifer sacrifice. As I discussed last week, there was a practice run for the purification ceremony in 2023. But an official ceremony must be conducted before the red heifers get too old to be used for such sacrifice. I understand that that is 3 years old. Now, if they were flown there in 2022, what's that tell you? Tells me they don't have to sacrifice this year, but they will pretty much have to sacrifice by this time next year. In other words, it's on the horizon. No, it's not on the horizon. It's at the end of the block. It's just about at the front door. So this is a picture of the altar where they plan to sacrifice the red heifer. Now, I've got a video, and it's made by CBS News, and I think it is explaining a whole lot. Let's watch it.
Despite the deadly outcome across the region, one trigger for the Hamas rampage has been widely overlooked. Chris Livesay has the story from Jerusalem.
The infamous October 7 massacre that sparked a war. But one confounding yet eye-opening motive has escaped the headlines. In a recent speech, a Hamas spokesman blamed the Jews for bringing red cows to the Holy Land. The cows he's talking about at a secure, undisclosed location are these, red heifers, to be precise. Some Jews and Christians believe they're the key to rebuilding the historic Jewish temple in Jerusalem and to beckoning the Messiah. To understand, you have to go back nearly 2,000 years when the ancient Romans destroyed the last temple in the city. To rebuild it, these believers point to the Bible's Book of Numbers. It commands the Israelites to sacrifice a red heifer without defect or blemish, and that has never been under a yoke. Only then can the temple rise again. Caring for them on an Israeli settlement in the West Bank is Yitzhak Mamo.
So we have here, after a long research, we find in Texas.
In Texas?
Texas, United States of America.
Texas Red Angus, flying them 7,000 miles to Israel.
This is not a publicity stunt.
What do you mean?
Meaning, this is something you take very seriously.
Harry Potter is a good story. The Bible is not story. The Bible is a way of God to lead us.
A massive altar already awaits, where the heifers are to be burned.
According to some believers, the ceremony needs to be performed right here on the Mount of Olives, looking directly into where the temple once stood. But something else now stands in its place.
The Dome of the Rock and Al-Aqsa Mosque, among the holiest sites in Islam. Today, only Muslims are allowed inside, but that's not stopping Jewish activists outside.
A red heifer sacrifice would need to happen on the Mount of Olives, continue with Michael Snyder's article. And the land where the sacrifice would take place is owned by Rabbi Yitzhak Mamo, a Jew. According to those working in the project, the ceremony of the red heifer needs to be performed on the Mount of Olives and in a place that would overlook directly into the temple stood. The land directly east of the Temple Mount, purchased 12 years ago, meets both of those standards. Just an accident that October 7th started a war that's probably going to give Israel back access to the Temple Mount. Just an accident that five red heifers were flown to Israel in 2022. Just an accident that they're about to give the Palestinians a state. All is just an accident, or the timing of God. Concerning the specifics of the land, he told CBN News that it had to be exactly in the front of the place that the priest made his ceremony so he can see into the Holy of Holy place. As of now, four of the heifers remain blemish-free, and according to the Temple Institute rabbis, they hope to carry out the ceremony before Passover 2024, which is April 22nd. This year, the Jewish people will celebrate Passover April 22nd. That is about a month away. Well, wait a minute. Is on April? Well, have you ever heard the old phrase that says, if you have two Jews, you have three opinions? Yeah, that's true. See, some of them say it's April 22nd. My sources say Passover is April 22nd, but they may sacrifice it this Friday, according to several people. I'll show you. There's been a lot of speculation on social media that a red heifer sacrifice could potentially take place March 29th, this Friday, because the Sabbath of the red heifer begins at sundown that evening. The article says, Sabbat Parah for Hebrew year 5784 begins at sundown on Friday 29, March 2024, and ends at nightfall on Saturday 30, March 2024. This corresponds to the Parashat Zav, Sabbat Parah, or Sabbath of the Red Heifer, takes place on the Shabbat before Shabbat HaKodesh in preparation for Passover. Numbers 19:1-22 describes the Parah Adamah, or the Red Heifer, in the Jewish temple as part of the manner in which the Kohanim and the Jewish people purified themselves so that they would be ready to sacrifice the Korban Pesach. Now, according to Numbers 19, Moses was commanded to take a red heifer outside the city and burn him. And he was to toss in cedar and hyssop and something else. Anyway, and to burn it along with the red heifer. Then he would to make a kalal, which is a device, a container about this big. It's made of the dung of the animal, kind of gross. And then what they would do is they would take a straw, I mean like a small straw, dip it into the ashes of the red heifer, and then they sprinkle that onto the vats of water purification, which are large water vats. And then they take hyssop, which is a weed that grows in Israel, and I ordered some hyssop essential oil. I know what it was, and I rubbed a little on the back of my hand, and about 30 minutes later, it's like I'd had Ex-Lax. In other words, it cleans like a white tornado. It is a cleaner. So they dip hyssop in there, same thing that they dipped into the blood of the lamb on Passover night in Moses' day, and they splashed it on the doorpost on the overhead of the door. Well, they put hyssop in the water, and then they sprinkle that on the Sanhedrin, upon the sacrifice, upon the altar, all the things that had to be ceremonially pure. And that's what allows them to start an animal sacrifice. Without that, they can't start sacrifice. Now, some people say they have to find the original ashes of the red heifer. Other people say, no, that's not necessarily true. Well, apparently, they're about ready to do this thing. Back to Michael Snyder's article. But I do believe that the Temple Institute fully intends to conduct a red heifer sacrifice at some point in 2024. And when that happens, Israel's enemies are going to go haywire. No. See, a lot of people think that'll bring war. You saw in the article there, or the video clip, that even CBS News says that may have been the reason that Israel was attacked on October 7th, because they have the red heifers, and that was a threat to the Muslims and their holy site, the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Or they negotiate that as part of the Palestinian state to get access to the Temple Mount. Now, I've not heard anybody say that. There's not any news sources. That is just a guess on my part. But I think it's a pretty good guess. We will see. So as CBS News reported, Hamas has actually admitted that the red heifers were one of the reasons why they attacked Israel on October 7th. I'm going to read that again. Hamas has actually admitted that the red heifers were one of the reasons why they attacked Israel on October the 7th. When Hamas spokesman, listing the motives of the Palestinian militant group's October 7th massacre in Israel, he accused Jews of bringing red cows to the Holy Land. So this thing with the red heifers, it's already started one war. It's already killed lots of people. Having those red cows in Israel, it's a big deal. The cows, which now graze at a secure undisclosed location in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, some Jews and Christians believe they're the key to rebuilding the Jewish temple that once stood in Jerusalem and to beckoning the Messiah. Once Israel's enemies realize that red heifer has been sacrificed, they're going to go absolutely nuts unless That was part of the agreement of the Palestinian state to get back the temple. I'm just guessing. Let's watch and see. We don't have long to see. Let's talk about Joseph Kitchen. I actually cooked this loaf of bread you're seeing here. It takes me about 10 minutes to put the ingredients together, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, I get a loaf of bread out like that. Now, if you cut that loaf of bread that weighs about 3 pounds, the loaves you get in the store have most of the good stuff removed. The loaves you get in the store are about a pound. That's 3 pounds because it's got the good stuff still in it. Cut that into 14 slices, and if I eat a slice in the morning and the afternoon, I'm satisfied. So on that basis, one loaf can sustain, I didn't say it's everything we want, can sustain a person, one person, for a week. Based upon that, it'll get you excellent nutrition. It tastes good, long storage life, 10 minutes to combine the ingredients, 2 hours, 20 minutes to make it. Other wheat that you order arrives in paper bags, which means bugs, rice, humidity can get a hold of it and ruin it. But at Joseph Kitchen, they send it out in 100 mil thick buckets. Gives you long shelf life. It's stackable to some nitrogen infuses that hopefully gives it a lot much longer shelf life, kills bugs and things like that. Easily resealable, keep in a climate-controlled area. And they have it in stock. This is a picture, an actual picture of part of the warehouse. Here's another picture of these. Actually, each one of those boxes holds 2,500 pounds of wheat. And I think they've got 54 of those boxes, a bunch of them. So Joseph's Kitchen can ship it to you right now. You go to most of these places, they say out of stock. So here's what you want to do. Everybody needs to get a machine package. These are the things that you need to grind the wheat berries. Put them into a grinder. 30 seconds later, you have flour. You put that into the bread machine along with 6 other ingredients. Push about 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice hot loaf of whole wheat bread. Then you have to decide how much food you want. You want food 2 people 1 year, 4 people 1 year, 6 people 1 year. And if you want to make certain you have it when the electricity goes down, you can also get yourself a solar generator, all at josephskitchen.com. I recommend, if you want to have your wealth not lost, if you've got it in an IRA, if you got it in a 401k, if you got it in a bank, if your wealth is in paper, as Lindsay Williams said, it's worth the paper it's written on. In other words, it's about to be worthless. So I'll send you to prophecyclubgold.com. You can also reach them, call 800-200-4653, 800-200-4653. They'll give you some ideas on what to do. That is their job, to help you not lose your wealth. So what is an EMP shield device? It's a device you can put on your car and your house that in an EMP attack is supposed to stop the attack. And if you go to empshield.com, and if you use the promo code PROPHECY, they give you a $50 discount. They also have videos up there, shows you how to install it on your car and your house and everything, and it's not difficult at all. I've got one of them right here. Red goes to red, black goes to black, green goes to the car, body of your car, and you just peel it off the back, stick it under there. You've got another device that goes on your house. So, not complicated. Take you about 10 minutes to put them in. So, empshield.com, promo code is PROPHECY.